Here's a personal album for all you fighting men of the United Nations. Yes, personal album, assembled herewith by those four regal gentlemen of song, the King's Men. Their spokesman, Ken Darby.
Thank you, sir. Hello, men. The four of us, Bud Lynn, John Dodson, Rad Robinson, and myself, are about to send your way an album of the songs we've sung. They're favorites of ours, and we hope they don't stray too far from your favorite brand. Here on page one, a song for you men down there in the tropics who dig the news weekly, Time Zero. This song is the result of a surefire formula, Hoagy Carmichael plus inspiration. It's one of the Stardust Man's most recent. Katie did, Katie didn't.
Katie was a lady with elegant social poison. All the girls were jealous of the way she could lead the boys on. This little girlie began quite early to play with dangerous toys. Boys, who came to grammar school with feathers in her lid? Katie did, Katie didn't, Katie did, Katie didn't, Katie did, Katie didn't, Katie did. And who kissed the little boys and ran away and hid? Katie did, Katie didn't, Katie did, Katie didn't, Katie did, Katie didn't, Katie did. Katie never brought her teachers apples every day, never learned her lessons, but they always gave her A on a report card. Who dug the candy man for candy all the time? Katie did, Katie didn't, Katie did, Katie didn't, Katie did, Katie didn't need a dime.
Katie, Katie,
Katie, Katie went away to college,
not in search of knowledge. She was after lots of fun, love, and laughter.
Katie,
Katie,
Katie, Katie didn't crack a book.
Professors took one look. Sad to say, they tossed their books away. Who made the football team break training in the spring?
Katie did, Katie didn't,
Katie did,
Katie didn't,
Katie did,
Katie didn't do a thing. And who rushed the banker's son and made him steal a kiss?
Katie did,
Katie didn't,
Katie did,
Katie didn't,
Katie did,
Katie didn't miss. Katie did a lot of things that horrified the nation. Just to follow her around was a liberal education. But who got the banker's son and 50,000 quid?
Katie did,
Katie didn't, Katie did, Katie didn't. You bet your life she did. She paid a visit to the army one day, and you should see what Katie did. Katie did it. You should see what Katie did.
Page two, and a song for you men at APO, Box 627. We've added a couple of new tricks to an old-timer, which we hope you and your buddies elsewhere will find interesting. The song, Fill the Fluter's Ball.
Have you heard of Fill the Fluter of the town of Ballymote? Oh, the times were going hard with him. In fact, the man was broke. So he just sent out a notice to his neighbors, one and all, as how he'd like their company that evening at a ball. When he wrote to the people, he was careful to suggest to them that if they found a hat of his convenient to the door, well, the more they put in whenever he requested them,
the better would the music be for bothering the floor.
With a toot of the flute and a twiddle of the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall.
Oh,
hadn't we the gaiety at Fill the Fluter's Ball?
A little Mickey Mulligan, says he, I'll show you how. The pretty widow Cafferty got up and took your bow. I can dance you off the floor, says he, as sure as you were born. Only make the piper play, the hare was in the corn.
So
Phil tootled up to the best of his ability.
The lady and the gentleman begun to do the share of faith.
Mickey Mulligan, tis you that has agility.
You got the widow Cafferty, you're jumping like a hare with a toot of the flute. And a twiddle of the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle. Up, down, hands around, across and to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety at Fill the Fluter's Ball? Boy, and by then,
Bill the Fluter tipped a wink to little Crooked Pat. Oh, well, I think it's nearly time, says he, for passing round the hat.
So Patty passed the coffin round a looking mighty cute.
Says you got to pay the piper.
Sure, you got to pay the piper.
Yes, you got to pay the piper when he tooters on the flute.
So all joined in with the greatest joviality, digging in their pockets with the jingle mighty sweet. Jigs were danced of the very finest quality.
Mickey and the widow danced the ears off their feet.
With a toot
of the flute
and a twiddle of the fiddle. Oh, a-hoppin' in the middle like a heron on the griddle. Up, down, hands around the
cross and to the wall.
Oh, hadn't we the gaiety, the gaiety, the gaiety. Hadn't we the gaiety at Bill the Fluter's ball.
Somebody recently tossed aside the old gray bonnet and hitched old Dobbin to a brand new shay. In song, of course. It's featured here on page 3 of the album and dedicated to the Imperial Guardsmen of Hawaii.
Hitch old Dobbin to the shay again. You won't use the car anymore. Old Dobbin remembers each shady lane
where Mom and Dad went spooning
that led to honeymooning. Hitch old Dobbin to the shay again. Open the old barn door.
When Grandpa went courting with Grandma at night, they hitched up old Dobbin
and they did all right. So hitch old Dobbin to the shay again. You won't use a car anymore. Hitch old Dobbin to the shay again.
You won't use a car anymore.
The old village blacksmith is back again with super service for us.
He sings the annual chorus.
Hitch old Dobbin to the shay again. Open the old barn door.
You gave up your tire, so you're doing your part.
If she's patriotic, she'll give up her heart.
So hitch old Dobbin to the shay again. You won't use a car anymore. Hitch old Dobbin to the shay again. You won't use a car anymore. Put all your old rubber on a leaping jeep
and make a hit with Cutie, because you've done your duty.
So hitch old Dobbin to the shay again. Open the old barn door.
If you want a park and she whispers nay, nay,
you always can tell her you ran out of hay.
Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it, and we'll win a victory in 1943 if you'll hitch old Dobbin to the shay.
For you men at APO Box 41 who hail from the deep south, and for you men everywhere who call that great country below the Mason-Dixon line home, a tune here on page 4. It's a real down south favorite, and it's called Ole Miss Polecat.
Polecat switched down the road, a-steppin' along sort of mincin'.
Meow.
She don't look to the right, she don't look to the left. She keeps straight on gwine, sure of herself.
And she's a mighty convincin'.
Old Mr. Hound comes spanking along as brash as a bar.
He sniff, and he sniff, but he don't smell a thing, cause he done sniff the wrong wind.
Then all of a sudden,
down the road, a-steppin' along, it's sort of a mincin'.
Meow!
She
She got grand manners when she's feeling mild. But whether she's happy or whether she riled, she's mighty, mighty convincing. Meow, mighty, mighty convincing.
And now Private Frank Lester collaborated with Jimmy McHugh a short while back to turn out the song that takes up most of page 5 here. Dedication goes to you men of the 8th Air Force, and the song goes something like this. That about winds up things for now. We're very proud of the opportunity to put this album together for you, and we'll come at you with another soon. Meantime, let us know what you'd like to hear. Just write care of the station to which you are listening or to Special Service, Los Angeles, USA. If we haven't an arrangement for the song you want to hear, well, we'll dream one up special-like for you. It's so long for now, and with so long, we'd like to sign the album right here on the cover. Yours with very best wishes, Ken Darby,
Bud Lynn,
John Dodson,
and Rad Robinson,
the King's Men.
Personal Album has been presented for you men in the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America. This program has been a part of our English language shortwave service.